I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 29th of March, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. Zacharias and Elizabeth, they had no child. They were getting old, but they loved God so much. They served him faithfully in the temple, patiently, not complaining, patiently and waiting for their miracle. And what happened? Yes, they had a baby. And what was his name? John the Baptist. You know, Jesus said, there's never been a man born from the womb of a woman greater than John the Baptist. He was an incredible man of God. I've noticed in the Bible that most of the women that had to wait for their baby gave birth to incredible babies. You know, we think of Samson's mother. We think of Hannah's baby, Samuel. And it goes on and on. I want to say to you today, there might be somebody listening to this little message who has been waiting to fall pregnant, you and your husband, for a long time. You've been faithful and you just felt, well, Lord, whatever it is, I'm prepared to accept it. But maybe God has got a surprise for you. It'll be a huge surprise, I know. It brings back to memory a story that took place when COVID broke out. I had to do a Mighty Men conference right around the world, and I had to do it on Zoom. And when I was preaching, I was saying to the people watching all over, and it was a very big turnout because no one could go anywhere. I said, there's a young girl who is unable to have a child. Her and her husband are waiting for a baby. And I believe that if you can just continue to trust God, he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. I got a report from my very good friend, Tommy. He said to me that his granddaughter had tested herself to see if she was pregnant, and she was not pregnant. A couple of days later, they listened to this broadcast. And after the program had finished, I'm talking about a couple of days, she went and tested herself again, and she was pregnant. They now have two beautiful children. Today, continue to serve God patiently, love him with all of your heart, and believe for the impossible. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, that woman will fall pregnant in Jesus' name, and we give you all the glory. Amen.